Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
To get started.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And this guy, man, what a performance he gave on Yellowstone as the baddest of all bad men. Neil McDonough is with us. Please turn off the piercing eyes. Please.
Thank you for a heck of a compliment right out of the gates, Randy. Appreciate that. No, it was one of those things where, you know, Kevin and I had worked before in The Guardian, and we had a great relationship. And as soon as I got to the set to the Yellowstone, you know, he just had this great grin on his face knowing that I was about to dump a whole lot of McDonough on a set. And just, I was relentless on, you know, it was, you know, I'll tell you, my job was to really shake it up, kind of like what I did in Justified. I wasn't, you know,
yes,
I play my villain.
Yes.
I'm not there to make friends on set. I'm there to intimidate the living heck out of the other actors that I play with. I'm great. I become friends with the crew and, you know, the director and everything. Some of the actors truly understand what I'm doing. Some of the actors are just truly petrified.
I can see why.
Because it's just intense. That's my job, is to be ultra intense in those roles. And boy, was it a ball. But, you know, Cole and I just would tee off against each other, and Cole House is one of my favorite guys in the world. He's just
great,
the ultimate family guy, and I just love that dude. But Wes and everyone else, Kelly, I still think is scared to death of me. But it was just one of those, just, it was awesome. It was really just terrific.
Listen, I'm scared to death of Kelly.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's incredible. What an actor she is.
Oh my gosh. I was an early adapter of Yellowstone. I mean, I was there for day one on Paramount Plus. And boy, when your character came on, and I think you were what, 5-6 episodes, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I mean, it was so compelling, you just couldn't turn away. And now that it's on network television, has it been like a double wave of this attention for you?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, between Suits being the number one show on the planet on Netflix with 3.1 billion minutes watched the first week.
Yeah.
Yellowstone breaking records on television now. It's crazy. It's just been, you know, I've been really just blessed to get to play some really fantastic characters in my life. And it's, I'm humbled by it. I'm truly, God has given me so much. That's why I go to church just about every day, because, you know, I know I'm really very, very blessed and fortunate.
Oh, man. I so appreciate hearing you say that, Neil. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense. And you've had so many great roles, and you always do give the glory to God, and I just appreciate that. And, of course, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So we also greatly appreciate your role as Buck Compton in Band of Brothers.
Well, before I go on any more about the shift, let's talk about, you know, what you just talked about. My dad came over from Ireland in 1947 and got off the plane with 12 bucks in his pocket, walked straight into an army office and said, make me an American. And they shipped him overseas for 5 years, came back after his 5 years, proud as could be to become an American citizen. And he brought up 6 kids who are so proud to be American. And when I got to play Buck Compton, and, you know, Buck became like another father figure to me. And what we got to do, I remember during boot camp, there was this, like, this mutiny during boot camp. I'd already lost teeth and broke a toe and all kinds. And everyone was like, this is crazy. This is too much. I was like, well, no, this is actually kind of great, really, you know, getting into the character. But a lot of the guys were like, this is enough. Especially a lot of the British soldiers, they didn't understand the whole gung-ho American type of attitude. So out of nowhere, this helicopter lands at the base in England, and out comes Tom Hanks with this castaway beard and hair. He came all the way from Hawaii, heard the guys were getting disgruntled, so he gave what I like to call the speech. And the speech was why we owe it to all the men and women, not just of Easy Company, but of World War II, who gave their lives for us so we could have the freedoms that we have today, and how we need to work our tails off to the bone to make sure we do it 100% correctly, or else we will all fail. Holy smokes. That speech got into your brain, and it just never left. And for all the men and women out there right now around the world working to make sure that we still have the freedoms that we have, God bless every single one of you for doing what you do. You weren't drafted into it. And people forget, these are men and women who chose to support and be there for our country, no matter what, through thick and thin, and give themselves for us. I mean, if we don't get up and applaud that all the time, there's something wrong with us. Oh, so,
amen. Amen.
Every one of you for doing what you do.
And you know, Tom Hanks not only talks it, he lives it. He's been on this program 4 times. And the thing that Tom loves to talk about is his role as the chairman of the board for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the Hidden Heroes Veteran Caregiver Group. So people don't ask Tom about that. So we love to have him on, and just you can just hear his reverence in everything he says. Neil McDonough here on the National Defense. He and Sean Astin. Is it Astin or Austin? Yeah, I think it's Astin.
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's terrific.
Yeah.
He's so good in the movie, too. My gosh.
And this new movie is called The Shift, which starts this week. And you kind of play the devil, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. At first I said, no, I'll play Justified, I'll play Yellowstone, but I'm not going that deep. And then I told Reve, and we prayed about it, and she was like, well, look, you're probably the best villain in Hollywood, and you have one of the greatest relationships with God in Hollywood. You kind of have to do it.
I love that.
She was right, and I'm so glad that I did, because by doing so, I brought, you know, there's almost a humanity that I bring to Lucifer, especially near the end, where I can't get what I want. And for a second, you see in my eyes, I wish I had what I used to have, the relationship that I used to have with God as Lucifer. But I've made some bad choices in my life, but I can't go back now. Well, we all make bad choices in life. Every single day we make bad choices in life. We're all sinners. We all make mistakes. We're all flawed. We're human. That's the part of being human. But it's how we get past those things. It's how we dust ourselves off after we make a mistake and say, yeah, my bad. I learned from it. I'm going to be better next time. And that's what this film is all about. And I love that Reve and I get to produce films the way that we want to see films made, not just to make a film for the sake of making a film or for money, but to make a film for the importance of making a film to help other people get through situations in life. That's the drama that Reve and I aspire to put out there. And I think we nailed it with The Shift, you know, alongside Angel Studios, to make a film that it's sci-fi, it's action, it's a great love story, But at the end of the day, it's a story about how can I get over the problems that I have thrown in front of me, and how can I believe a little bit more in myself, in the right thing to do, and in God. And that's, to me, that's everything.
Well, I mean, you answer those questions, you've done a lot for yourself. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense. And I read a quote from you, which is I love, talking about when you play bad guys, you want to play them as bad as you can to make the other guys look good, the gooder guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I want my villains to be so palpably bad that when you look at them, you kind of, first time you look at him, you think, oh, this is a nice guy who lives next door. This guy's kind of cool. And then there's that look. You're like, oh boy. Yeah. You know, and I always say I steal those looks from my brothers and my sister Ellen. You know, when they give that, you know, when I was a little kid and they would give me that look, I'd be like, oh gosh, here it comes. So yeah. But it's funny. Playing the bad guys, I can leave that at work. But playing the really great good guys, those are the ones that are harder for me to slough off because I'm really challenging myself in a real life situation where Justified or Yellowstone, you know, at the end of a take, I'd be laughing because it would be so absurd, some of the things that I would do. it's kind of funny on the day, but the good guys are different. But speaking of good guys, I just want to do a quick shout out. You know, this one gentleman that I'm going to talk about has done more for a guy who hasn't been in the military for the military in Gary Sinise. And
oh, yeah.
Everyone to pray right now for Gary because, you know, his wife has gone through a long sickness. His son now is having a very difficult time. So for a gentleman who has given his life and soul, you know, especially for the last 10 years or so by not concentrating so much on being in movies and concentrating everything on helping those who have fought for us.
Yep.
That's a human being that we should all aspire to.
Denise
is one of the true American gems, you know. So please, everyone, if you can, say a prayer for Gary today and his family because he's going through a hard time. And sometimes we forget to pray for those guys who work so hard, and he's one of those guys who works so hard for everyone. So.
That is absolutely true, and Gary is just getting ready to take his next trip to Disney, to Disney World for the Snowball Express to take kids of the fallen. And, I mean, just everything that you've said about Gary Sinise, he's just a real guy. Yeah.
Under one of Gary's, if you haven't gone to one of Gary's concerts, I implore you, I beg you, I'm asking you now, go to one because the music is fantastic. Gary tells great stories about Hollywood, but it's so emotional. It just makes you so proud to be an American and what we've all fought for, and what it puts it straight right in front of your face why we need to be thankful and honor the people who fight for us. And God bless Gary for everything he does for our country.
Lieutenant Dan Band, they're fantastic. Neil,
yeah.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for your heart and just for all the great entertainment, too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
God bless you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. The Shift starts this week in theaters only.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're born country, or the country lifestyle was born in you. Celebrate Christmas, country style, at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Vince Vargas is with us. Now, see, this is our kind of guy. This is our kind of guy. You've seen him on FX, the TV series Mayans. You hear his dog in the background. He served 4 years of active duty in the Army, including three combat deployments with the 2nd Battalion of the elite 75th Ranger Regiment. And in 2009, he became a federal agent with the Department of Homeland Security, served as a medic with the Special Operations Group, and he's a successful entrepreneur, actor, writer, producer, motivational speaker. He is also a former U.S. Border Patrol agent, which leads us to his new book. It's called Borderline, Defending the Home Front. And Vince Vargas joins us here in the National Defense. Vince, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for your service. I hope you had a great Veterans Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's talk about this book a little bit, because it's nice to actually hear from somebody who knows what's going on at the border. You know, when you watch it on the news and you hear it from the White House, I always just wonder, do they really know what's going on? Do they?
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely some kind of disconnect, you know. It's hard to really kind of put into words what happens on the border daily if you're never here.
Right.
And you know, those of us who have served on that border day in and day out, the complexities of this job, the nuance of it, there's no one who can tell you how it goes until you've actually done this.
Exactly. And, you know, some of the things, the key points you make in the book here, which I was very surprised about, because a lot of this is, you know, kind of what they portray. But the Border Patrol has more agents of Latino Hispanic heritage than any other race. And so
yeah.
All the accounts of Border Patrol being racist, not right.
Yeah, that's a false narrative. That's something that people use in the media to try and make the Border Patrol look bad. It's absolutely false.
Yeah, well, and the other good thing that I was happy to read is that Border Patrol agents do have great empathy for those people that are trying to come over and make that dangerous journey into our country, right?
Absolutely. This job is complex. This job is many different hats you have to wear throughout the day. Some days you're going to be the humanitarian mission. Some days you're going to be a crisis intervention. Some days you're going to have to apprehend someone entering illegally. You have to do that all day long and make sure that you're managing this career field in a way that is human, right? We're all humans in it. And I think when you see it face to face and see the human struggle, how could you not have empathy for that?
Right. Absolutely. We're talking to Vince Vargas here in the National Defense, his book, Borderline, Defending the Home Front. And you talk about all these different hats, Vince. What, I mean, is it the situation as dire as it appears on television? I mean, is it just so packed and so out of control that the Border Patrol does not have any kind of a handle on it?
No, I say that, you know, that as well is kind of the way they push it through the media. There are pockets of the border that are definitely getting overwhelmed. It's a very interesting cycle that happens, is that the trafficking organizations identify a weak spot or a policy that is weak in certain states and areas, and they abuse it. And so currently in the Texas area, in the Del Rio area, they decided to use the Del Rio space, and you had a massive influx of about 10,000 migrants just come across. And because of the policy, you know, and if they're claiming asylum, they were able to enter into the country and then also be released into the country until further notice, right? And so that was just a loophole in the system that they identified, and they used it. But at the same time, you go to Calexico Station or El Centro Station, and there's maybe 20, the average, you know, illegal immigrants trying to come across. And so it definitely fluctuates from border town to border town, depending on what policies are in place and as well as where they find some kind of loophole.
Yeah, and I always wonder, too, once the legal immigrants get into this country, man, they're just kind of, are they on their own, or is there an agency there to immediately protect them and point them in the right direction?
If someone enters the country illegally, they're put through the process. And what it means is we roll their fingerprints, we identify the country of origin, and then once we're done packaging that, we send it to ICE. ICE will make a determination on how they house them, and if they can't house them, they will release them with a notice to appear. That notice to appear is an immigration judge date. About 3% actually show up for that date. The rest of them kind of are released into the United States of America, and they just kind of manage themselves at that point. There are some non-government organizations who are helping them with plane tickets, with money and cell phones. But, you know, that's a whole different topic and discussion and argument from both sides of the spectrum of politics on how you feel about that.
Yeah.
For me, here's just the facts. That's the facts. That's what happens. Most of the time, they do have an address that they can report to, as in a family member who's already here. And that's kind of what they do.
They're talking to Vince Vargas here on the National Defense. And Vince, are there times as a Border Patrol agent that you wish, hey, just leave us alone, let us do our jobs? Would it be much more effective that way?
You know, the Border Patrol does its job. It's what happens after the Border Patrol that can be frustrating. It could probably feel like a catch and release situation because the policies that are in place. The Border Patrol will always be standing tall to do the job and protect this country. But after they're out of the Border Patrol's hands is what the challenge is. And so I think, you know, what would be nice is for more people to respect the Border Patrol career field and what they do, and understand that what they do is their mission. But outside of their mission, those are all policies that are enforced by, you know, people way higher that are disconnected to the reality.
Well, and I love the fact that that you've been there, you've seen it on a daily basis, and, you know, you're the guy that I would listen to in terms of education and letting people know what the real deal is on the border, because otherwise we're just guessing. We're seeing what we see on TV, and we don't know the reality of the situation. So thank you so much for your book. It's called Borderline, Defending the Home Front. Thanks for taking the time, Vince, and thank you so much for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Nearly 4.5 million Americans will turn 65 next year. And Gary Culp of Cigna Healthcare Medicare has an important message for them about this year's annual enrollment period, which runs through December 7th.
Whether you're a Medicare rookie or a pro, make a strong game plan now. A winning strategy means choosing a plan to meet your health needs and promote vitality all through next year.
Learn more at CignaMedicareInformation.com. Americans spend 90% of their time indoors, yet some pollutant levels indoors can be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoors. The American Lung Association's new Healthy and Efficient Homes campaign is raising awareness about common sources of indoor air pollutants, such as gas, propane, oil, and wood-burning appliances. The campaign also promotes both short- and long-term practical solutions. Learn more about healthy and efficient homes at lung.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we broadcast live during the National Finals Rodeo.
Yes, we'll be live from Las Vegas with our morning show of December 6th, 7th, and 8th. We'll be interviewing the leadership of the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, stock contractors, and competitors.
We'd like to thank our title sponsor, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino, as we bring these live broadcasts from Las Vegas.
The Redding Rancheria is presenting Native American Night as a kickoff to the 2024 Redding Rodeo. The tribe is grateful for the partnership with the Redding Rodeo Association.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. And remember, next May 2024 is the Redding Rodeo. Tickets go on sale December 13th at reddingrodeo.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and I'm sure you've kept up with the story that has been around now for quite a while, and the finale coming back in March about Alex Murdoch, sentenced to life in prison after being convicted in the double murder of his wife and son. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson said in a statement following his guilty plea, "This is a win for the victims and for justice in South Carolina." But there was a lot going on before you knew about Alex Murdoch. There's an investigative journalist, creator of the number one hit Murdoch Murders podcast, Mandy Matney, is with us, and she's got a, man, this new book, this sounds great, Blood on Their Hands, Murder, Corruption, and the Fall of the Murdoch Dynasty. Mandy's with us. Hey, Mandy, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. And boy, you were onto this way before anybody else was. But before we get into that, you're a Kansas girl.
I am. And we're actually on our way to Kansas right now. I'm in the car with my husband and two dogs. And we're in a Buc-ee's parking lot, if you've ever been
to Buc-ee's. Yeah, I love Buc-ee's. Oh, my gosh. Are you going to get some of the brisket?
Yes, and the nugget, what are the nuggets?
Right.
Beaver nuggets.
right, exactly. yeah. If you've never been to Buc-ee's, you just don't understand. I mean, it's a whole new world out there, but
it really is. There are I just went in, and it's like Walmart and a gas station and Disney World all mixed together.
Yes,
like
yeah.
A million people here. It's crazy.
It's fascinating. So we're based in Kansas City, and there's a Buc-ee's that's ready to be built, or maybe is being built in Springfield, Missouri, right now. So. We might have our own Buc-ee's. Now, so you're in South Carolina, or you live in South Carolina now, and
yep.
I think that when you lived in Kansas, you worked for a couple of newspapers around here.
I went to the University of Kansas, and I worked for the University of Daily Kansan when I was there. And then right out of school, I worked for the Waynesville Daily Guide in Waynesville, Missouri, which you might know outside of Fort Leonard Wood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I talk about that a lot in the book. That's really where I got my chops and figured out how to work sources and – I wasn't great at journalism when I started out there because I was 22. And they let me run my own. I ran it when I was 22. I was running a newspaper by myself.
Oh my gosh.
It was way too much responsibility for a 22-year-old, and I have no idea why anybody did that. But I learned a lot, and I talk about that a lot in the book.
Well, and so kind of take me on that journey, if you will. So when you left Kansas, you went to South Carolina, and then I guess you picked up a reporting partner here, Liz Farrell, and you started hearing some stuff about Alex Murdoch, right?
Yeah, so I was working at the Island Packet newspaper in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and I started there in 2016, and I wasn't really the journalist that I wanted to be at that point. I was writing a lot of silly clickbaity stories that were not that great, but I was always really interested in true crime. Mm. Fast forward to 2019, a boat crash happened in our area one weekend, and there was a 19-year-old girl who was missing, and we started hearing rumors immediately that morning that the driver of the boat was Paul Murdoch and his family was full of lawyers and he was going to get out of it.
Mm.
Those were the words that we heard, and we kind of got our mission from that. Liz, myself, and another reporter, Teresa Moss, started just digging into the story and figuring out how powerful the Murdochs were. And then 2 years I was keeping up writing that story and looking into this family, and 2 years into my investigation, in June 2021, Maggie and Paul Murdoch, two members of the family that I was investigating, and were found shot dead in their property in South Carolina. And I immediately remember thinking it has to be somebody within the family. And then as time went on, I started to find more and more very alarming things about Alex. And it became very clear. And you can see my journey in the book of how I came to accept that he was guilty and came to learn through evidence and interviews and just learning what a manipulative horrible person he was.
We're talking to Mandy Matney here on the National Defense. The new book, Blood on Their Hands, Murder, Corruption, and the Fall of the Murdoch Dynasty. And when you started hearing these different kind of rumors and different kinds of things about Murdoch, had you known of his name before?
Kind of. A lot of people consider the Murdoch, like, a lot of people don't understand that the Murdochs, they weren't necessarily the Kennedys of South Carolina before all this happened. Like, they weren't making headlines, but they were more behind the scenes political players. I donated a lot of money to a lot of different campaigns in South Carolina. You hear those things. And I also knew that the, Alex's father, grandfather, and great grandfather all served as the solicitor of our area for nearly 100 years.
Oh,
and that
wow.
is what South Carolina refers to as the district attorney. So that's a lot of power. And I also knew that they had a law firm that was very powerful and sued people for a lot of money. And so those are the things that you kind of heard about them, but nothing they weren't front and center by any means before the boat crash happened.
Yeah, and so you look at a guy like this and all the things that happened. So I'm sure he had a long history of getting out of everything. I mean, he's got political connections. He's got money. They're not going to pin anything on him. Do you think it got to the point where he just refused to believe that he could ever be caught in something? Or because it was pretty stupid what he did. It was just stupid. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just from a criminal angle, it was stupid, and the way he did it. So did he just really believe that he was just so Teflon?
Yeah, I absolutely think that he did. And the title of my book is called Blood on Their Hands, because it is about the system that enabled him and the system that created this monster that he was never held accountable. And so he believed it. I remember, like, I started digging into his past pretty early on and heard lots of stories from him in college, drinking and driving on campus and running from the police and getting out of that, things like that. And I think he just kept pushing as far as he could go, and no one was stopping him. And I think suddenly in June 2021, he started to see that his father was dying, and his father was the one who got him out of most things, everything up until that point, and I think that really freaked him out.
Hmm. And does he have, does South Carolina have the death penalty?
We do, but it was not used for this case.
I thought maybe that's why he pled guilty.
He did not plead guilty to the murder.
It's
okay. It's very confusing. So he was found guilty after a 6-week trial in March. And just recently this past week, he pled guilty to several dozen financial crimes. And those financial crimes, what we found, and I talk about this a lot in the book, you look at his pattern and he was just getting away with more and more. But it was all starting to collapse right before he murdered his family. And I believe that, and the prosecution believes that he murdered his family as a way to get sympathy and to distract from his financial crimes collapsing on him.
Wow.
And that's a perfect example of somebody who has never faced accountability, and they just keep pushing as far as they can go, and that's a horrible, horrible thing.
We're talking to Mandy Matney here in the National Defense. Her new book, Blood on Their Hands, Murder, Corruption, and the Fall of the Murdoch Dynasty. When you were watching the trial, when you were kind of keeping up with everything, did you think he would get away with it?
There were some points where I was very worried. I didn't sleep a lot those 6 weeks. I was very on edge. The Murdochs were known. There was rumors going around for years that the Murdochs were known for fixing juries, and that came up a couple times in the trial. And this was in their territory. It was in the murder trial was in Colleton County, and I can't tell you how many people afterwards from that area told me, we never believed that a Murdoch would ever be found guilty of anything, let alone murder here. I was always a little bit on edge that they were pulling a trick one way or another, but justice prevailed.
Well, justice has prevailed for now. Of course, going through the appeal process and different levels of that kind of legal wrangling, can he still get away with it?
We'll see. We're seeing things that his lawyers are doing I didn't even know was possible for criminal defendants to do, and just manipulating the system in very disgusting ways. And I do not think he's going to get another trial. I think that the first trial was fair, but you never know in this case.
Right.
And the book is so exciting because there's just so many unbelievable things that are stranger than fiction that happen. And I have just been very used to the roller coaster of, I'm not going to predict what happens next. I'm just along for that.
But you are going to continue to follow it, right, on your podcast?
Absolutely. Yeah, on my podcast, True Sunlight Podcast, and my other podcast, Cup of Justice.
I love a good cup of justice.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, you go, man, I would love a cup of justice.
Right. You want to we all want to drink from the same cup of justice.
Right? Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't wait to read this book. This sounds so fascinating. It's Blood on Their Hands, Murder, Corruption, and the Fall of the Murdoch Dynasty. Mandy, thank you, sir, for taking time away from Bucky's to talk to us. And
thank you.
I would encourage you to enjoy your beaver nuggets and just have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and you have a good Thanksgiving, and thank you for your service. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's not – I'm not a veteran. I thank you for saying that.
Okay.
It's my honor to serve the veterans in our audience, but, man, this is the type of story that they – I mean, you're going to sell a lot of books to these folks.
Well, I would like to say thank you to all of them because I could not do what I do without the freedom of the press.
And you do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mandy.
Well, thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century. So has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
So if it's somebody of a certain age that looks kind of like mom and pop, I think like, oh, it's Groundhog Day.
Right.
If it's a nerd, I go with Silicon Valley. They know me as Jack Barker on Silicon Valley. And if they have tattoos, it's Californication.
That is great. Well, you were also in one of my favorite all-time TV shows, Justified, and you were in three episodes of that. What a great show that was.
Oh, yeah, and, I worked with Tim on Deadwood. The thing about Justified that was amazing, you want to talk about the virtual world, it's like I get killed in Justified. But they don't kill you like they used to kill you in movies. Like they used to put squibs on you that would blow up and like everything would explode and loud noise and all this sort of stuff. The gun would have a blank in it, something like that. Now on Justified, the guy points the gun at you. The assistant director just very quietly goes, bang. Then you react. That's it. And like I'm supposed to get shot in the chest. I go, what? Is that how that happened? Yeah. So I see the special effects people 2 weeks later on another project. He says, oh, Stephen, we changed that Justified thing and we made it that you were shot in the head. I go, you did? And they do it all with the computer.
Wow.
And they're all adding the sound, adding the flash to the gun. So, I mean, it used to be a terrifying process of getting shot in one of these shows.
Right.
But now it's like nothing. It's like nothing. So,
you got to be that much more of an actor.
Yeah. And I was acting like I was shot in the chest instead of a headshot.
We're talking to Stephen Tobolowsky here in the National Defense, and he's got this new film, which this – can I just tell you how great it is to be able to talk to an actor about his actual project? That is so nice now that the strike is over. But this movie, Love Virtually, on digital and on demand by Premiere Digital, and it all kind of explores the comedy of finding true love in a virtual reality world, which, you know, that movie had to be made, right?
It had to, and even though it was a movie that almost couldn't be made, we started shooting this movie at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
And I don't remember how scary it was. This is back when all the old people were dying in New York and people were dying in Italy and all over the world. And already like million people had died. Nobody knew anything about this, you know, the pandemic. No, nobody knew what was causing it all or what to do to make yourself safe.
Right.
And that's when the director, you know, here, I had worked with him before, so, you know, I felt pretty good about working with him again, Ellie Stamen. Ellie and I, we worked on an earlier project, and he called me up, says, you want to do this? I go, sure, why not? Yeah, the world is ending, why not do this?
You're right.
So we get there, Cherry O'Terry, you know, one of the funniest people on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yes.
Gotta say, yes, we couldn't be in the same room together because of the pandemic. You know, we didn't know what we could. All the crew is wearing, like, spacesuits. And, you know, in between shots, I went out to my car and sat in my car. I didn't even want to be near anyone on the set. I never ate anything on the set. It was terrifying. And we shot our scenes like 2 years ago.
Wow.
And then they had to do what it was like on the digital internet when we go onto the internet. We go as our avatars. I think that's what you call it.
Yeah.
Our personalities. And it is about, the movie is about how the internet has become this juncture of not only love, but also cheating. And
yeah.
Good behavior and bad behavior. And I saw the film. I saw the film a couple weeks ago, and it's very funny. It's very good, but I'm an old fogey. So I watch this film, and I go like, you know, there's a message in this film I don't know they know that they're putting out there. And not only is the fun of being on the internet and the fun of being not yourself, of hiding who you are to start these relationships or whatever, there's that fun, but also we lose ourselves. There is a separation that happens because of the internet. I see it with my kids. I see it with a lot of younger people that I run into, that they're online so much that they don't live life anymore.
Right, right. You're exactly right.
It's woven into the fabric of this movie, too, which I love. So Love Virtually is not only funny, but I would say it's true. And congratulations to everybody who worked on it. It's something. It's something. It's nuts.
Yeah, and the fact that you filmed this the way you did, it kind of works, I think, you know, for the film. It's called Love Virtually, and it explores this, all of these different questions that when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, that's right. Would that be, is it cheating if it's in virtual reality? And if you're cheating with an AI character? I mean, there's lots of kind of deep questions in this too, right?
Yeah. And you know, for me, the answer is yes.
Sure.
You know what to our behavior is, it's little steps that we take away from who we are until we become somebody totally different. And I see it in kids. I was just teaching a class with young actors, and they all spend their time online.
Right.
But, you know, playing Dungeons and Dragons and sword fighting and all this stuff, and they've never read Shakespeare. You know, they've never read poetry or listened to Frank Sinatra. You know, they're missing the great things of the world, but they are taken up with the fever of the internet. And I think, I don't know how much you know about Italian Renaissance comedy. The whole essence of Renaissance comedy, Italian, is people chasing each other, wanting to fall in love, wanting to, people cheating on each other, all of this sexual mayhem going on, just wild and crazy. Well, that's what this is. Love Virtually is like this wild comedy, but it's got two things extra going for it. It's about people who are really trying to find true love in the mix. And it's about how the internet can remove us from ourselves.
Right.
So,
yeah.
For me, being an old fogey, it scared me a little bit, but it's a delightful movie.
That's funny. Well, Stephen, listen, thank you so much for the time. I've enjoyed all of your work, and you've been in so many great things. Love Virtually is out now, and it's on digital, on demand. And best of luck to you and the movie.
Oh, thank you, Randy. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Here's author Kurt Schlichter on why conservatives don't need permission to tell their stories their way.
What do I need? Some guy in a suit with an MBA giving me notes on Kelly Turnbull? We have an underserved audience. We have the artists. I love that we don't have to ask permission. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write my books the way I want to. The only permission I need is from my audience.
Hear more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, The Right Take on Entertainment, on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is ready.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.